In 1937, Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs captured the imagination of children the world over. The princess, from Grimm's fairy tale, was presented as fragile and helpless, waiting for her prince to rescue her from the wicked stepmother.
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
But fairy tales are being reinvented.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Clan Dunbroch, and I'll be shooting for my own hand!
Brave, the newest one in theaters, takes us to Scotland and Merida, a princess Merida. Who rejects marriage.
Curse this dress!
Merida, I forbid it!
I don't fight girls. Perhaps I should reconsider.
Even Snow White is getting a redo with two recent versions. In Mirror, Mirror, the lighter twist on the story, Snow White is feisty and smart. She still ends up in the prince's arms. But she also outsmarts the queen and wins the kingdom.
Who are you? Why is the queen want you dead?
She wants everyone dead, all of us!
What makes you so damned valuable?
You should know you're the one hunting me!
The second version, Snow White and the Huntsman, is ominous. The wicked stepmother is a dark soul.
Your power.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who is fairest of them all?
Snow White battles for her kingdom. She even saves her man. These films and others like them are sparking the appetite of young children for fairy tales, says Wendy Tucker, a librarian at a Washington area elementary school.
When the movies come out, they want the book, which is awesome, which is great for me, because I try to encourage them to read the book before the movie, and oftentimes they've seen the movie, and then I tell them there's a book, and they get excited.
While going for the newer takes, kids still appreciate the classic tales.
They give us a different look on different time periods and how people acted back then, but also they include magic and fantasy.
Sometimes I like the calm elegancy of the old ones, but sometimes I'm sort of feeling like I need a big production to be in front of me.
Once upon a time, parents read these stories to their children to teach them lessons, says Wendy Tucker.
They wanted to emphasize how dark something was to make the beauty shine and be better. And a lot of the fairy tales and fables were told to children before television, radio was invented as a way for parents to control and teach children a good versus evil.
The stories still teach today, but the lessons have been modernized.
Come and avenge your father, who was too weak to raise his sword.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.